4 minutes and 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and Lakers retakes the lead by 4 points as the kick comes down to the 15-yard line. Actually went behind Jared Nagel, number 20, going to the far sideline, still at that 15-yard line, and finally brought down with authority by the Lakers special teams at the 16-yard line. Leading the tackling was number 52, Carson Binder, also plays linebacker. 4:42 left in regulation. Cass City will have to march 84 yards down the field as they're at their own 16-yard line to retake this lead with 4 minutes and 42 seconds left in regulation.
Well, you're the home team. You have the football. 4 minutes, 42 seconds to go in the game. Yes, you're down 4, but this is where you want to be. You want the football in your hands. You have all 3 timeouts, so every play in the playbook is possible. Just got to get this first down, get some momentum going, and drive down the length of the field. Unfortunately, you don't have all the time in the world like they did their last series. There's only been 2 drives in this entire half.
It's a shotgun formation. It's a handoff for Nick Perry. Breaks out his first tackle and all the way out to the 26-yard line. And a late flag flies from behind the play as the back judge threw that from about 10 yards away. It's an 11-yard gain for Nick Perry before the flag.
Preston Warren in on that tackle, but when that penalty flag comes from the back of the defense like that, almost certainly they've seen a face mask of some kind, if I had to guess. That is a huge run by Nick Perry to start this drive, a first down run, and it is a personal foul version of the face mask, so you can tack 15 more on to that run.
So instead of an 11-yard gain, you include the penalty yards, that's 26 altogether, and that moves the ball all the way to the Cass City 42-yard line, first and 10 for the Cass City Redhawks. They trail by 4 points, 4 minutes, 34 seconds left. They started this drive with a 16 just a few plays ago. Harbor Beach with the ball, leading Novell into the fourth quarter, 20-14. They're inside the Novell red zone. It's a handout to Brennan Hamilton through the right gap, and he's brought down after about a 2-yard gain, just shy of the 45-yard line. There's a big white jersey, number 77, Austin Geiger, with that tackle after a 2-yard gain. Second down, 8 to go for Cass City.
Mixing up a little bit. Hamilton trying up the middle this time. He's able to get just a couple yards, but number big 77 there holding his ground. Austin Geiger, the junior defensive lineman, stops him. And second and 8 coming up as we hit the 4-minute mark left in the game.
A 4-point ball game, and it's a handoff right up the middle. There's not much going there, and they're going to say forward progress has the ball carrier out there. That was actually number 5, Luke Stern, with no gain out to the 44-yard line. 3:42 left in regulation, 18-14, Lakers leading Cass City. The Redhawks have their own 44-yard line, marching right to left across your radio in their home maroon uniforms, gray pants, gray numbers with white outlines in the matte gray helmets with a black stripe down the middle. Third down and 8 for the Redhawks.
Not much going there. Haven't heard Luke Stern's name in quite a while. But with 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go, Cass City have 2 running backs in the shotgun and 2 receivers wide to the right.
Cathrell keeps it for himself. All the shotgun has the first down. Running room in the Lakers territory at the 30-yard line to the 25, to 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cass City! Sandon Cathrell on the keeper.
Keep in mind, folks,
for the 56-yard line, but we have a flag way back at the 18-yard line.
I think this play is coming back, at least part of it anyways. I think there was a block in the back, roughly at about the 8-yard line. I think Luke Stern is the guilty party, and a big play and touchdown going to be crushed by a block in the back penalty.
Regardless, before the play, or for the flag, a 56-yard run for Sandon Cathrell. But according to the spot, that's at the 19-yard line, and it's a block in the back against Cass City. And it goes against number 5, as Dave said, and yes, Luke Stern, the guilty party. So instead of a touchdown, it's still a first down, a huge gain for Sandon Cathrell, and a third down and 8. So they started that one at the 44, and now they are at the Laker 29-yard line.
Still at the end of the day, that is a huge run for Cass City. They're going to get 28 yards of 28 to be exact of positive yardage on that play. Yes, you had the go-ahead touchdown, an unnecessary penalty by one of your veterans, but a junior, Luke Stern, who's played on this football team for a couple years now. You can't make that block, but nonetheless, the game is still yours. There's 3 minutes to go. You're within 30 yards to pay dirt, two receivers to the left, and two running backs in the backfield.
And can say handoff up the middle, and there's not much going there as the Laker defense stops Nick Perry in the backfield back of the 32-yard line for a 3-yard loss. Harbor Beach scores again with 9:16 left with a Shelkey run. It's 26-14, Harbor Beach leading Novell.
9 minutes to go and 9.5 minutes to go in that game. Corey Minetti in our game makes the tackle on Nick Perry in the backfield for a loss of a couple.
2.5 to play. In regulation, Ken trailing by 4 points, 18-14. Second down, 13 to go from Lakers' 32-yard line. Full house tee for Cathrell and the Redhawks. Handed off to Hamilton. Come around the right end, has a little room to run, and brought down with authority on the far sideline by Lakers. That defense is hard-hitting. They've been all season, and looks like tackling that way was number 54 for the Lakers. That would be Cody Brownell. Second down, third down, 9 yards to go for Cass City.
They get to the sideline, but not much going there. Third down and long, still coming up, maybe 9 yards or so. Lakers defense, this is their bread and butter. This is what their team is all about, is tough defense, especially down the stretch. Cass City, four down territory. You don't need all 10 of them right now, but you certainly need a good positive gain to give yourself a chance.
Minute 35 left in regulation. Two wide to the left, one to the right, Cathrell. In the shotgun, has a man in motion. Rolls to his right, has a white jersey right in front of him. Has to get rid of it. He's been in trouble and brought down for the sack at the 39-yard line. A huge sack for the Laker defense. And that goes to the credit of Brady Smith, number 55. And that is going to push Cassidy back for a fourth down and a ways to go. The first down marker, a timeout called by Cassidy. First down marker is at the 19.5-yard line. They are at the Laker 38-yard line. All the marbles potentially on the line right here as a timeout called by Cass City.
Lakers not fooled by the play-action pass. They had somebody in the backfield almost instantly. Santa Cathrell pump fakes to get that defender up off his feet, but not enough as he's able to recover and make that sack. And now it feels like a forever ago. That first down marker is somewhere near those cars with their headlights on. Got to be 17, 18 yards to go for a first down, but fourth down and long, you're going to see probably some sort of Hail Mary pass of their own. Don't really have an outstandingly tall wide receiver, so I assume some kind of rollout to disguise the pressure and give Cathrell a chance to look down the field and throw it up there and hope that one of his players can make a play. If you're Lakers, you got to have everybody back. You got to understand where the first down marker is. Bat the ball down if you get a chance and get the ball back in your offense for a victory formation.
Fourth and 17 with a minute 24 left at the 37-yard line of Lakers. Dave Hanson, what do you expect to see here?
Oh, again, I just said I think they're going to roll out of some way, give Cathrell a chance to stay alive a little bit longer. You know Lakers always brings a good pass rush, but you can avoid some of that pressure by rolling out of the pocket, and then it gives your receivers a couple extra seconds to run their route, create separation, and maybe Cathrell can find an open receiver. But it's going to be tough as this Laker defense is feeling really good right now, and they've played an excellent game so far.
Two wide to the left, one to the right. Cathrell in the shotgun, has a man in motion. And it's going to be a little bit of a reverse flea flicker down. It's caught, first down inside the 15, down to the 14. Brought in by number 88, Wyatt Dixon. And that pass was thrown by, I do believe, Luke Stern. Yes, indeed. So a huge from the 37-yard line down to the 14. A conversion on fourth down and 17, minute 16 left. Clock stopped momentarily. Now it fires back up, 18-14, Lakers leading by four.
Key to that play, the offensive line stood tough. No pass rush. Luke Stern had a chance to set his feet and delivered a strike on the money.
Nick Perry gets the handoff on first and 10 with a minute left down to about the 11-yard line. It's a gain of three. Second down, seven to go. Dave Hanson, does Kansas City have two or one timeouts left?
I think they have two, but I'm not positive on that either, Clark. We are down to 50 seconds. They're sure acting like they only have one. And we're back breaking the huddle. Here we go. Two running backs leading to the left.
Wing D to the left. Cathrell rolls to